Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. A Miami architect has developed a design that could ultimately help hospitals during and after a hurricane. He imagines a hospital facility where drones will bring supplies where they are most needed. Puerto Rican and Miami-based architect Eduardo Ejea came up with an idea after observing how difficult it was to get supplies to the victims of Hurricane Maria. Ejea has been a healthcare design architect for 24 years and is chairman of the AIA Academy of Architecture for Health Miami chapter, and he joins me now. Mr. Ejea, such a pleasure. Thank you.
The pleasure is all mine. Thank you for having me.
Why did you want to get into healthcare design? I mean, what was the inspiration at the beginning for you?
The very beginnings, it all started with a phone call. My mom called, and she had terrible news. She said, "I'm diagnosed with cancer." At that moment, I was a young architectural student. Decided to look at other careers, maybe medicine. And a friend of mine said, "You don't have to leave architecture to help people like your mom. You can focus in architecture for health to help people like your mom heal through design." And that's how I got in.
You know, this is such an interesting story. The idea for this particular project, I mean, it was sparked because of what you saw with Hurricane Maria. And I mean, you're Puerto Rican. So, right? I mean, that's your background. But you know how bad it was.
I've lived several hurricanes growing up in Puerto Rico, but I'm very active in social media. And when I saw a post with photos of roads being destroyed, and then a particular post of someone saying, "I have a family member at a hospital and I need to get food and water to them because the hospital staff can't get to the hospital." At that moment, it hit hard. It hit home because my parents were still there. And I said, what if my dad with dementia, my mom in remission of cancer, has to be hospitalized, and then they're stranded? They're locked in a place where they are under the mercy of a staff and clinicians who may be able to provide them with the right care or may not be able to have access to the right tools, medicines, and supplies to take care of them.
Because, and in some cases, by the way, there are still places in Puerto Rico where roads and bridges have not been replaced or repaired.
Up to this date, that's correct.
Okay. So you see this, and you get this idea, and I wanted to get a sense, first of all, how these it's called drone-powered hospital, right?
Correct.
All right, let's go through this. What does it mean exactly? From my understanding, you know, it's not just that drones are involved, but it's also, as you said, the design of the hospital. So take me through where this idea came from, how what you were sitting down one day, you saw something and...
Well, I've been doing hospitals for 24 to almost 25 years. Moved to Miami from California, where I was working on designing hospitals to resist seismic events. So in order for you to design properly a facility, you have to have a sizable kitchen, a sizable warehouse. And in case of an event, that facility may be incommunicated, so they have to be self-sustainable. So coming to Miami, where we are hit by hurricanes a lot, and from the Caribbean, where we are hit by hurricanes a lot, I said, what happens when something like this happens and you're stranded? How can we make the hospital facility resilient? And there has been some designs of hospitals recently, New Orleans after Katrina, where we have to design a hospital with all those back-of-the-house functions high up in the top of the building so that if the building gets flooded, you're not out of service. So at the same time, I said, well, what if the people who provide the care can't get to the hospital? What if the supplies cannot access the roads to deliver the goods to the hospital? Recently, I had seen an article about a large company acquiring a large supermarket company, you know, Amazon acquiring Whole Foods. And right before the hurricane, I was thinking, wow, maybe my salad or my organic meal can be delivered right to my door. And I said, well, how does that apply to me, to the consumer, to me, the patient, to my family member who may be hospitalized? And that way I started sketching. And I said, well, let's take it directly to the patient. What if we make the patient room design in a way that it has a drone port? It's not just a window that you open and you grab a package. It has to be some sort of mechanism in which you drop the package, it slides through some sort of net and slide into the room and I retrieve it from inside the room.
Okay, the first thing is we have to redesign the hospitals.
Yes.
We have to redesign the rooms for the drone ports. Because part of my understanding is that, you know, if you have, for example, a facility in the rural parts, you know, those facilities may not be big enough to have the warehouses you're talking about where all the food and supplies would be kept. So you're talking about now, well, let's use drones to bring the food and supplies.
That's correct. We may not have the room. We may not have the land. We may not have the money to build such a large facility, to have a large warehouse, to have food and supplies for days or weeks. So how can we reinvent the hospital facility and make it more and make the patient more empowered?
Do you envision these more in the rural areas, like in those mountainous regions of Puerto Rico?
Everywhere. By providing this drone port, you are minimizing the back of the house functions or the necessity of those storage spaces and those large kitchens that tend to be very expensive to build. So the hospital itself becomes smaller, more nimble, and you can place it in smaller locations. So it could be embedded in a community where typically you won't have the space to have such a ginormous infrastructure, or you can put it in a rural area, as you well described.
I'm talking with architect Eduardo Ejea. Ejea has been a healthcare design architect for 24 years. Again, chairman of the AIA Academy of Architecture for Health, the Miami chapter, talking about this idea that he was inspired to create basically using drones in hospitals, redesigning the hospitals, but using drones to help get those supplies to patients a lot faster, a lot easier, especially when you talk about places that get hit by whether it's earthquakes or hurricanes, and maybe you have roads that no longer are accessible, and now you have to get that stuff to the patients. You know, this is interesting. So again, you have an image here that I'm looking at. So you're redesigning the hospital again, and you're redesigning the room, and just outside of the room, there's a port. This is where the drone is going to land. So we've seen this, and this is, you were talking about it a second ago. Amazon's had the idea of basically starting to deliver everything to us by drones. And maybe that day will come at some point. You think, why not use that technology to get the patients the things they need?
Absolutely. Amazon had this great, you know, forward-thinking idea of getting things out of their warehouse in a drone. But what they missed is, how does the consumer receive that package? If I live in a single family home, that's easy. I go to my backyard and I wait for the drone to arrive. But what if I'm in a hospital? It's an enclosed building. What if I'm in a high-rise building? All I have is a small balcony. So I started sketching and I said, well, what if I'm a patient, I have an app on my iPhone or my Android or whatever phone I have, and that app has some sort of a code that is approved by the hospital and my clinician that gives me access to a full array of vendors, third-party vendors that provide me with food, some supplies, you know, maybe some medicine, and I can order and I can negotiate with any of those for best price and quality. And it is delivered to my room.
And again, coming back, because people will say, but wait a minute, that's what the nurses are there for. You would ask them, they'd go get it. But you're saying, going back to what you said, that we're rethinking the entire hospital. And a big part of the hospital is the warehousing, where they store the medication, the medicine, and also the kitchen where they store all the food.
Correct.
So we're saying if we're rebuilding our hospitals or rethinking some of the hospitals without that space, all of this now is delivered to us instead of it being stored there.
Correct. And I'm empowered as a consumer to select which supplier or vendor and the price.
So the drone, by the way, are these drones, do you imagine them being, autonomous, or they're controlled by somebody?
They're controlled by the vendor.
By the vendor. Okay. So again, you're a patient, but let's go back to the Puerto Rico situation. So you're a patient in a small hospital in one of these towns, and that bridge just got knocked out by the hurricane. Nobody can get in or out. So now I can, as the patient, say, you know what, whatever the vendor is in San Juan, maybe, we need, insulin.
Insulin. Mm-hmm.
The drones now are bringing the insulin.
Correct. And during the right after the hurricane, there were vendors, suppliers, distributors in the island who were not able to restock.
There were ships leaving tons of stuff that nobody, they couldn't even get that stuff out.
Yeah. So a drone can pick up a packet at the port and deliver it directly to the hospital. You bypass the middleman.
Is there interest right now? Have you talked to people? Is there interest right now on this?
I have received numerous contacts, some of them legit, some of them just not so real. I'm open to discuss this with whomever is forward-thinking and interested in taking this a little bit further. I know that hospitals are continuously looking for ways to make themselves more competitive, more resilient, and also to attract patients by enhancing patient care.
Do you have to convince the hospitals first or the vendors first?
I think everyone. I was recently giving a presentation to the city of to an audience from the city of Miami, and a lady in the audience said, "Oh, you're telling me that I'm going to have to be dealing with drones flying over my head all the time and going by over my house?" And my reaction to that was, "Lady, if we haven't seen it yet, we will be seeing it soon, and it will not just be for a hospital delivery. Drones are going to be part of our day-to-day tools that we're going to be using."
What's the next step for you, though? Is the design ready, but you're just, again, you're trying to get those first facilities going?
I have the design ready. I'm looking for the right partnerships, be it the hospital systems, the right vendors. Hospital system recently asked, "So how am I going to counteract the cost of building this component in the building?" And I'm like, "Well, you're going to be saving money by not having to build such a large kitchen and saving money by not having to build such a large storage area. But if we find the right vendors, maybe the vendors can pitch in as part of the cost, covering the cost for providing this component."
Drones are part of the future. There's no question about it. Again, Miami-based architect Eduardo Ejea, a chairman of the AIA Academy of Architecture for Health, the Miami chapter. He's got this idea, again, inspired after Hurricane Maria, rethinking how we structure our hospitals, but imagine a room with a port where a drone can drop off the supplies that you need. And what if, again, if a hospital is knocked out by a hurricane, how to get those supplies in? Maybe drones will be the answer. Mr. Ejea, thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.